I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I am here today after a few weeks off. I went camping with my little family before the school year starts, and so I pre-recorded a bunch of shows. I hope you liked all of them with my son and I talking about social anxiety. You can listen to those podcasts, or you can even email me if you want the whole series at jwilkerson@chicocreekcounseling.com. Today, though, I brought my friend and colleague, Brandy Callison. But before we start talking about our topic, I wanted to let you guys know, since you just got to listen to Aiden for 5 weeks in a row, he is going to college in 2 days. So today is Monday, and tomorrow night we drive down to Vallejo, and then on Wednesday morning, at 7:40 he has to be there. I have to help move him into his dorm. You know, being in the field of psychotherapy, and I thought that I had prepared myself adequately for this new chapter in his life. And I have done a lot of like CBT and positive self-talk and reframing and all the things I teach my clients to do. But you know what? It's still hard. It's so hard. I have been loving and protecting this kid since he was in my belly when I was 19. Now I'm 39. 20 years have gone by and I have to let him just go. Anyways, this is a long period of processing, and whenever I talk about it, even right now, I get a little lump in my throat and a little tear in my eye because I'm so proud of him and I'm so excited for him and it's going to be such a good adventure, but I'm sad for me. And you know what? I think it's okay. It's okay for me to be sad for me and happy for him, and to just work through those emotions so that when I get to the other side of them, I can truly experience that joy. And also, it helps me connect to you guys when you're coming into my office and we're talking about things in your life and your children. That's just one more way I can connect to you. Speaking of connecting, so my friend Brandy, she's also my colleague. Our office doors are right next to each other. We share a sound machine. And she is the mother of 4 grown kids. So she's had to deal with this 4 times. She works with children, teenagers, adults, and couples. So the whole gamut. And I just thought she would be a wonderful person to bring on today because we're talking about transitions and helping your kids, mostly your younger kids who are still in school, transition through the new routine of going back to school. So let's just introduce her. Brandy, welcome. Thank you for coming.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I know all of this amazing stuff about you, but our listeners don't know anything. So could you give them a short rundown about all the things that I love about you?
Absolutely. So I am a Chico transplant. I've been here since the beginning of the year. I'm originally from beautiful Southern California, Orange County. I am the mother of 4 amazing children, 2 sons and 2 daughters.
And you're newly grandma?
I am a new grandmother as of July. Yes, I have a beautiful, beautiful grandson, aww, Levi. Yes, my children range in age from 28 to 19. And I have also experienced all of the transitions that Jessica has shared with you, watching them go to college and get married and experience mm-hmm. all of those beautiful things. Mm-hmm. So
you bring that into your clinical practice.
I do.
Because you just can't help it. We're humans. We bring ourselves. That's what you're hiring us for. to use the information that we learned in school and all the tools we've gathered along the way, and then who we are as people and all our life experiences.
Exactly. It's a combination of both, you know, our clinical practice and our lived experience that make for the rich experience and the shared co-creation that we bring into our clinical practice.
Yes. So it's the first segment, and I always have to do the obligatory disclosures. So my name is Jessica Wilkerson, and I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. Brandi Callison is also a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, and she works over at Chico Creek Counseling. If you want to know her intern number, just head on over to our website, ChicoCreekCounseling.com. And we have a whole list of all the therapists who work there. We all have a little bio. You can learn more about who we are and what our specialties are at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. So, Brandi, one thing I wanted to make sure that our listeners knew was that you have a bachelor's degree in religious studies.
Correct. Yes, I do.
And then a master's degree in counseling psychology.
Yes, with an emphasis in Jungian depth psychology, which is a specialty.
Okay, well, we have a commercial break. When we come back, Brandi and I are going to give you our vast wisdom and training about how to help your kids transition, because they don't want to get up in the mornings. They don't want to come home and do homework. And transitioning from summertime enjoyment, laziness, to the rigors of school and all of the time schedules, it's a big jump for kids. Stay tuned.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I work at Chico Creek Counseling. We take, I am able to bill California Health and Wellness and Anthem Blue Cross Medi-Cal, as is Brandi Callison here. But we also have folks who can bill private insurance. So if you go to ChicoCreekCounseling.com's website, you can find somebody who will meet the specific need that you have. And I just wanted to let you guys know that since you're listening to a Christian radio station, I assume you're Christians. And that I think there's one gal who's not, but everybody who works there except for one person is a Christian. And so going to someone who you know kind of speaks your language, and when you use the Christian cliches, you know, like faith of a mustard seed, people who are not Christians don't always pick up on that, but we do. So while we might not evangelize during session, because you only have less than an hour and it's your time to talk about what's going on in your life, we understand where you're coming from when you're making certain choices in regards to your faith. Okay, so I just like putting that out there. And also the other disclosure that we have to say is that this is a 30-minute radio station. We're already almost halfway through it. And this cannot be substituted for psychotherapy. So it is for information providing and to see if something triggers you and you need a little bit more information about it, then I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your community who's qualified. Various social workers, psychologists, psychotherapists, marriage and family therapists. There's a ton of acronyms out there. You can just Google or go on Psychology Today and find somebody local who is trained. Okay, but this is not enough, just a radio show. So I wanted to talk about going back to school. And I'm about to sneeze, guys. It's one of those sneezes that comes and goes. And one thing that I've noticed with families is the transition can be really, really hard. And today is Monday. So for a lot of schools, today is the first day of school. For some schools, Wednesday will be the first day of school. So I want to talk about how to ease that transition for your kids. And so some of it is just communicating and preparing them for what is the new schedule going to be like. What does your new bedtime have to look like? And preparing them for that. Brandy, what are some of the tools that you give parents to help ease the morning transition with their kiddos?
Personally, for both myself and for my clients, what I have found works really well is providing some kind of a checklist or some kind of maybe a big whiteboard where we have what the expectations might be for the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And that way the kids know what they need to do, what the kiddos need to do in the morning, even if that's something as simple as eating breakfast,
mm-hmm.
Putting their socks on.
Yeah.
And, you know, age-appropriate, simple tasks
mm-hmm.
so that there's not that chaos, especially when in a situation like mine where I had multiple personalities.
Four,
yeah. Yes. Multiple age groups.
Mm-hmm. They're 10 years apart from the first to the last.
Eight years apart. And so we had, you know, from kindergarten to or preschool to, mm-hmm. you know, to grade school or to
junior high, probably.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the different homework, lunches, things like that. So putting those things on a chart, making mm-hmm. sure that they are even putting little check boxes by them.
Yeah. You know, something that I find worked for me, and when I work with other families, it seems to help, is knowing the temperament of your child. So some kids can just get up in the morning. I was a get up in the morning. You wake me up, I just get out of bed, my feet hit the ground, I'm in a good mood. I would go out there, I'd eat my breakfast, get dressed, everything was fine. The people who I love in my life don't have that temperament. They're a little bit slower in the mornings. So a lot of families will think, oh, my child doesn't wake up well, they need more sleep. So then they let their child sleep into the last minute, and then they're rushing their kiddo to get out the door. But when it's a kiddo who seems to need more sleep, actually getting them up earlier, like 20 minutes earlier, half an hour earlier, to sit on the couch, watch a little Mr. Rogers or whatever is on PBS nowadays, drink a little, we did Ovaltine. He had his little cup of Ovaltine in the morning so that he could slowly wake up and come online.
Absolutely.
So that by the time it was time to actually, what time I would normally want to wake him up and expect him to get his feet on the ground and get going, he's actually ready to put his feet on the ground and get going.
Agreed. So as you said, recognizing the transitions. Some children are slower to transition into their routines.
And no matter how much we want them, beg them, nag them, plead with them, logic with them, it's just not who they are. We can't change that.
Right.
People can't change us, right?
Right.
You can't change that about some things.
That's great advice.
All right, guys. When we come back, Brandy and I will talk to you about after school routines, how to transition that, because kids come home from school, they had a long day, they were overstimulated, now they're crabby, cranky, non-compliant, lazy, sitting around, not getting their homework done, not doing their chores, complaining about what's for dinner. Why is that happening? They should be so happy to be home, right? Well, we have answers for you. Please stay tuned.
Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number, IMF 69783. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist, over at Chico Creek Counseling. Brandy Callison is also a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, working under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. Learn more about us at chicocreekcounseling.com. And if you reach out, please let them know that you heard about us on the radio station. No one thinks that people are coming from the radio station, and I think they are. I think that folks just don't mention the radio station. But they tell me once they come in session, oh, yeah, by the way, I heard about you. That's why I called you. So I like to let them know how effective this is just because I have an ego. I do. I just want them to know, look, this is great. Okay. We're talking about your kids when they're transitioning home in the afternoon from school. So especially when they've had summer, it's especially hard. But I think it stays hard the rest of the year as time goes on because it doesn't necessarily get any easier. It doesn't really let up. And let's talk about that for a minute. Why is it hard? What is it that's not letting up? Well, in the summer, kids have a little bit more freedom and control, right? We let them sleep in a little bit later if we have the freedom to go in late to work. When they go to a summer camp or whatever childcare you have for them, or if they're old enough to stay home, there's not as much structure. They're playing, they're doing arts and crafts. There's not all of this rules and authority, and there's just kind of a freedom and a sense of laissez-faire to the whole summertime vibe. When you go to school, you have bells and you have yard duty. And you have a principal who's walking around and all the teachers who are walking around and subjects. And you have to transition and you only have this many minutes to do your math and you have this many minutes to do your English. And the kid next to you is stinky or the kid next to you wants to talk or there's a mean kid in the class or you're getting bullied or you're popular and all the kids want to talk to you and you don't know how to have boundaries. And so then you just get in trouble for talking all the time and you weren't talking. They were talking to you. And so you get home from school and you've had all of this stimulation. Well, even if it's good, even if you loved it and you had an amazing day, but it was still everyone else's rules. And it was still everyone else's expectations that you had to meet. And it was still all of this on your plate. And now all of these people also gave you homework. And now you have another set of authority figures, your parents. But your parents, you don't have to keep yourself in line with your parents the same way you do as your teacher or your principal or the yard duty lady. With your parents, there's a little bit more forgiveness and a little bit more grace. And you get sent to your room rather than sent to the office or Saturday school. So there's a little bit more ability to express yourself and be yourself and express the overstimulation that you've had all day. So, Brandy, what is something when a parent comes to you and says, I don't know what is going on. The teacher says that my kid is so good at every parent-teacher conference, but the kid that I get in the afternoons or in the evenings is a little stinker and doesn't listen. What do you talk to them? What do you say when they're still in? What kind of guidance do you give them?
The first thing I explain to them is how amazing they're doing as a parent, because that tells me that home and their parents are their safe place.
Oh, exactly.
Yes. That's the place where they can go and just let it all out. Yes. That overstimulation that they've experienced, that they can come home and that's where they feel safest to be themselves.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, right there.
And what we're witnessing is just that release. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes our job as parents to hold that space for them and to kind of rein that energy back in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And contain it in a loving, gentle way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and just explain to them how, while we understand that all of these things are overwhelming, and so it really becomes a place of listening to your child,
mm-hmm.
and reflective listening becomes the key in that place. And we as parents, you know, we also maybe have come home from work or have to make dinner, and we have our own routines. And so
our own overstimulation.
We have our own overstimulation. Exactly. So it really becomes important to stop in our own overstimulation and take the time to figure out where our child is at in that moment.
You know, we do it in my family, and I've had a lot of families who have reported a positive change in their family. Is half an hour when you get home is just quiet time. I don't care what you're doing. You don't have to read. You can read. You can play with your Legos. Just no talking. Put on a little classical music if you want to. Just no sound. No TV. No music with words. Just quiet time.
Beautiful.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. This was Jessica Wilkerson and Brandy Callison, both with Chico Creek Counseling. Have a beautiful day, and welcome back to school.